now. Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
He's played it. We're ready to go, baby. Welcome to Fort Recovery Baseball. Indian Baseball Triad comes to the fort. Little tournament tune-up, Mr. Kalp, Mr. Braun.
Yes, sir. Bobby, we need some,
I tell you what, last week we talked about the Thursday night game that we had against, who did we play it for a little tune-up there?
St. Mary's.
You know, and Bobby said, we got enough seniors, but I tell you what, I think it helped us just because we didn't play very good. And tonight, I think it's going to be a game where these guys are good, right?
15-10.
And weren't they ranked in the top?
Start the season,
yeah.
15-10. We don't have their lineup yet.
Yeah, we don't have their lineup yet, but I think they got to go out and do their take infield yet, don't they?
Yeah.
So, getting a late start. They had a long bus ride to get here, and we just wanted to come on the air to make sure everybody knew we did have a ball game.
We're on the air, baby.
We're on the air. So, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to seeing these guys. These guys are big.
Remember when we went there and played basketball a couple years ago, Bronny? We absolutely destroyed them.
That worst bus ride of my life.
You didn't think much of it.
Oh, no, weaving up and down. That was everywhere. The school's in the middle of nowhere. I don't know. That would have been another good.
Is that where we went towards Bellefonte?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
They didn't come and play us in basketball like they were supposed to.
No, they dropped us when we picked up that Springfield Northeastern or Western or Central.
All right.
Springfield Northern, yeah.
Cool.
Beat them. That was a fun game.
Well, how was your trip on Friday, Bobby? You couldn't make it with us.
And don't really want to talk about it.
Alrighty then.
It was terrible.
It was 45 degrees on that day. And it was 80 here.
That was nice.
Here, wasn't it?
Oh, it was delightful.
Delightful.
Thanks, Bronny.
No problem.
Bronny, you're about done with school, bud.
4 days.
Counting them down.
Now, how many
is the hard part, the last couple for test?
Yeah. I don't know about how hard, because usually your exam schedule is like an hour and a half test or whatever.
Yep.
But as a senior, you only have 45 minutes, so they cut it in half. So, shouldn't be too bad.
Don't be squealing no tires after the last day either.
No, that's right. Good job, Dave.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
We don't want you to be in jail, basically.
We want to keep you here.
All right.
So this week, we're talking about doing a game on Wednesday night, the girls' game, folks. The girls play Parkway at Wapakoneta, and that would be the district semifinals. And we're gonna be over there, and we're going to do that game and broadcast that. If you guys can't make it over, join us on Fort Recovery Radio. We're going to have the Parkway Panthers against the Fort Recovery Indians, Bobby. And obviously Parkway's tough for nails, but that's why we play the games.
That's right.
Check it out, man.
What a deal for the girls to be able to.
It was.
To be able to play. I mean, that's just.
It's just sectional
title.
Absolutely. Congratulations again to them. And then on Thursday, folks, we play Ottawa Glandorf at Elida at 4 p.m. And actually, it's after Coldwater's game. Coldwater plays the first game at 2 o'clock. And we follow that up at 4. So it may actually be. Could very well be 4:30. You know that, Bob?
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Right.
So just keep your ears open on that, and we'll keep you posted, and we'll go from there. But tonight we got this team from Triad coming in here, and Bob said they're 15-5, and for Fort Recovery, we're starting Reese, right?
Yes, Reese gets the ball.
Reese is going to be on the mound. That's good, because he hasn't pitched a while. He threw, actually struck 3 out. Was that against St. Mary's?
Yeah, he had a nice save.
That was awesome. So, looking forward to seeing Reese pitch, and I'm sure the lineup's pretty much the same. We're going to have Cade leading us off. He'll play short, and Willie will be out in center, batting second, and Tracy will be in left, batting third. And then I think I got it on my phone here, actually, boys. Can kind of go over that.
How about this guy's name, Batea.
Batea.
Batea Lease.
Yeah. Twincy batting third, playing left field. Reese Rogers batting fourth. He'll be on the mound. Manny Homan will be at second base, batting fifth. Joe Homan will be the first baseman. He will be batting sixth. Ian Homan will be the DH, batting seventh. Cody Shinneberry will be the catcher, batting eighth. And Riley Post will be at third. He'll be batting ninth. Ethan Shane will be in, he's got
left field. Ian's DH-ing?
Ian's DH-ing. But he's got Ethan in left, and he's also got Twitsy in left. So one of them's going to be in right field. I'm assuming Ethan Shane will be in right. That takes care of the Indian lineup.
I'll go over the triad lineup, Captain. Yes, shortstop leading off is Briley Harlan, batting second to center fielder Austin Bales. Trevor Einstein bats third, and his catcher, Jacob Grieve, is the second baseman batting cleanup. Batea Lease is the right fielder, batting fifth.
Great.
Isaiah Bruce pitching tonight, batting sixth. Dylan Warner, third baseman, batting seven. Logan McCoy, first base, batting eight. Tommy Tossie, left fielder for the 15 and 10 triad. What are they, boys?
The Cardinals.
The Cardinals, batting ninth. They're coached by Gary Davis. They come in 15 and 10. Kelpie, I got batting averages for us. All that good stuff.
How are we doing?
Huh?
How are we doing batting averages there?
I'm full stats tonight.
Benning batting 324. That's pretty impressive. He hit the ball good the other night. Cade Wendell batting 302. Willie Homan batting 297. Nick Twaits 273. Reese Rogers at 297. Benning, like I said, at 324. Joe Homan at an even 200. Ian Homan, the DH, at 212. Cody Shinneberry, 185. And Riley Post, I'm saying that's a 125. Is that right? Or 250? Could be 250.
257.
257. Oh, I see it. Riley had a nice game the other night. Made a nice play. Looked good. It was fun.
Fun district with Fort Recovery taking on a very good OG team.
Yeah, they're tough.
Van Buren versus Coldwater. And the winners come back to play Saturday at 1 o'clock at Elida. Let's hope we're coming back and making that second trip up there. And
absolutely.
Hopefully we can take care of business. And you know, when you look at your team and you look at Fort Recovery with a team ERA of 1.14, you got your Nick Twaits, 4-1. He struck out 74. He's walked 9 with a .86 ERA. You got Cade Wendell, 5-1 with a 1.23 ERA. And Kappa, we've talked about this numerous times, but these guys don't pitch against turd burglars.
Oh, I know.
You know, they're playing, they're pitching against the best teams in the league, and our non-conference schedule is, I'll put up with anybody. So.
Absolutely. I would say we had as good a schedule this year as we've probably ever had.
That's right.
Toughest schedule, I should
agree.
Say.
And you know, you see in like the standards coming out with their stats, and you see, boys, that's a joke. I mean, I know that the guys are hitting four. There's kids out there. I'll take our team.
Yeah.
People talk about we ain't hitting. We don't need to hit too much. We just got to manufacture.
Well, you know, the other night when Brent and I was doing the game on Friday night, we came out and this young man from
Fostoria,
the Redmond. He had pitched, I thought Jerry said, like 4 days ago before, and he was their ace. And his curveball was just not there in the first inning, was it, Brody? It was
mediocre.
We jumped right on him, got 5 runs in the first, and like you said, you listened to the first inning and thought, man, we're going to kick these guys' butt. They settled down. He pitched 3 good innings after that, and then we wore him out in the fifth, and we scored 5 more. But
game over.
Yeah. But Twitsy was just, he wasn't as sharp as we've seen him in the past, but he was sharp enough, man. Yeah. I'll tell you what, that curveball froze those kids, and they'd be backing up, and the next thing you know, they'd take a crazy swing because it just got right across the plate. It was beautiful to watch, but
we're about ready to get started. You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll come back and
first pitch.
Get this game underway.
Running late? can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it. Because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers. Make someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness. Just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Hey, Brownie, we're back here. Looks like they still got a couple more things they're doing in their pregame. How about the Cavs yesterday, Bobby?
Nah, LeBron never plays good game one.
Nope. Kind of should. Got killed.
Yeah.
Preds win 6 in a row. What's going on with that?
Matt Harvey.
The Dark Knight. Tiger had a decent weekend.
He had a great weekend.
Yeah.
Jesus, Tiger was fabulous. He was absolutely fabulous. I'm fired up for the old Tiger.
Tiger is, I saw he's going to play in the Open. The British Open, I should say. I'm sure he'll be in the U.S. Open.
But his next play is the Murfield.
Oh.
Yep. So that'll be a ticket seller. He moves the needle.
Yeah, good to see him back here at Muirfield, actually.
You got tickets this year?
Yeah, we're going to go a couple days and have a little trip for Harrison as a senior.
Oh, yeah.
Then actually,
it was blowing in.
Then actually, we're going to go.
You got a thing on? Yeah, you got one. We all got one.
Yeah. Making a lot of noise, wasn't it? Then we're going to go walleye fishing for charter boat.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Just you two?
I think so.
Great trip.
That'd be a fun trip.
That's kind of Harrison's
graduation present from old Pops.
Yeah. We had a fun wedding there Saturday night, didn't we, brother?
Yeah, we had a good one. Coach Feely's boy, Cody, got married. And actually, what a cool place.
I was impressed.
We had it at the old garment building there in Portland, and it was a place that I'd never been to for a wedding and didn't know what you're going to walk into, but man, it was pretty cool inside there.
Well, I agree.
Super food for supper.
So this is it before Thursday, right? They're not playing tomorrow?
Well, they are not playing tomorrow.
Okay. No. So this is our final tune-up before the districts? And
yes, sir.
This will be, I shouldn't say it'd be our final regular season game, because not be.
I would say that if
we win Saturday, we try to get one early next week?
Yes, if we could sneak through here and be able to play in the regionals, then I think Jerry will try to pick up a game for the first part of next week. And probably talk to Rams and see if Rams can't get something going for us. That'd be great. So
I see the Coldwater Cavaliers, they played Saturday. They beat Fort Laramie 1-0, and they're playing today. They're playing Van Wert. And then they play Tuesday. They also play Lincoln View. So they played Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. St. Henry played Rushi and run ruled them.
Really?
On Saturday, 15-2. And Rushi's struggling a little bit. They got walloped the other night by Fort Laramie.
I did see that.
And, They might be getting time. They just might be wanting to get rid of tournament time.
Very possible.
Hats off to our girls' softball team, like you said, Calpe, and how about our Tracksters?
Wow.
Ain't that neat? Finished, I think, fourth in the MAC, and numerous number of kids are moving on, and man, we couldn't be any prouder of them guys, and Robbie LaFever must have just been fabulous.
Super fast. That Drew Mullenkamp that pitched, you know, earlier?
Yeah.
1-800. So I'm talking to Shane Stein at Cody's wedding, right? So Shane is like a volunteer coach for the track. So he's telling me, and he got talking about Drew, and you know, Drew has been doing baseball like crazy. He's only been to a couple practices and track or whatever. And so Drew said, "Well, coach, what should be my strategy here?" And Shane said, "Well, the kid from St. Henry is really good." So he said, "If you can kind of keep up with him," he said, "stay close to him, and then, you know, if you got enough leg kick in the end," he said, "go for it, you know, take around him." He said, that's the best strategy I can give you, is try to stay close to him. Said, yep. So Shane said he went out there. He said he was right beside him. 2 laps, 100 yards to go. Boom, killed him.
Yeah, he won the 800, and Robbie swept the 100 and the 200, and both boys won the relays. You know who's on that, on the relay team, Bronny? There's a Shane boy on there.
Timmerman
Butch,
boy, right?
Butch Shane.
Timmerman.
Braden Shane. Jared Timmerman, and then I think Riley Pearson.
Yep, Riley Pearson, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
So them boys all move on to the regionals, or they move on, well, tournament's coming up. And
yeah,
then,
sectional takes, right. Yeah.
So, but chance for them guys, they all have a good chance to advance and carry on for our track team.
How awesome is that? I mean, that just an incredible
This is
spring.
The longest home plate conversation.
Well, we got
umpires.
New umpires, track coach, he's trying to figure things out where we're at here.
If it's inside the fence, catch the damn thing. If it's outside the fence,
foul. Don't worry about it.
That's the way I'd figure it out.
Well, they got to take their time. They get things figured out here. They drove for 2 hours to get here. They might as well make a night of it.
Hey, we got our grass is turning a little, almost matching up where we decided to just butcher her up there trying to get.
That was where our wet hole was.
Yeah, from
they
the
said
wet hole.
Put quick dry on it and end up killing the grass.
It didn't work out too good.
I think the way I was told is they're going to tile the crap out of it this fall.
Your starting lineup for your Fort Recovery Indians.
Hey,
Troy.
Is
that Troy?
Yeah, that's Troy Holman.
Troy Holman. Troy.
What do you call him? Kade the what?
I don't know.
Willie Holman.
Oh, my God.
Lordy. Troy Holman doing the announcing. I'll tell you what, Brandon, let's take one more break.
Stay, this guy on Willie is fired up.
Let's take one more break, and then we'll have a national anthem, and we'll be back first pitch.
The Wizard.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones,
Derek? Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone, so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Electric power, we take it for granted until gone. With the Generac Whole House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
With hay season just around the corner, it's a great time to stop by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales Event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and a new wardrobe, but that's not what would make people love you. Now, a new brick paver patio, that would be a start. Maybe a fireplace. Oh, I know, a fire pit and a water feature. Oh, you're going to be so loved. Forget the gray-haired dude on TV selling online romance. Have Kurt and Eric, the real artist at Nature's Green, give you the makeover that will make you and your home irresistible. Nature's Green Nursery.
We're back.
All right, Brown Dog, we're getting ready here for the top of the first inning. Reese Rogers taking the ball for the Tribe. He's going to face Harlan Bales and Einstein. First three batters, and we're ready to rock and roll.
419-852-9201. If you're listening, give us a shout out. Shoot me a text, and we'll get you on. Cowboy, I do got to say one thing. The other, you know, I was gone last week, and I got a text, and I was mad at myself because I didn't look at it.
That ball's lifted in the air out towards left field, and Tracy's coming in hard, and it's just going to get pushed in here by the wind, and it's just going to be a long strike. You missed the cookies.
Listen to this. Louis and Jeanette Diller and Ken and Pat Stauman were listening in California.
No kidding.
And they gave me a shout-out, and I didn't see it till I was up. They wanted to say they were listening in California, so we want to thank them guys for
listening. Absolutely. That is cool.
Hey, how about the big news, boys, coming out for recovery athlete? Caleb Martin transferring from the University of Toledo, going to Tiffin University, be quarterback at Division II Tiffin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. Marty's official transfer.
Foul ball back to the screen.
Probably a good deal. Mm-hmm. Kid wants to play, and he's seen the writing on the wall at Toledo.
Well, Toledo has another.
Well, their quarterback this year is popping.
Yeah, I mean,
signed a free agent deal.
There's a hard hit ground ball over towards Kate at short. Short gets over, comes up, fires over to first, and he's safe. Said Joe was off the bag. Said he pulled him off the bag a little bit.
You know
bit,
what? I think Joe didn't stay on that bag. I think he'd have stayed there. He got him.
Yeah, I didn't know he pulled his foot, but I guess that's going to go down as an E6. Pulled him off the bag.
Ooh, E6?
You said he'd have had him if he wouldn't have pulled him off the bag.
So why would it be E6? Throw didn't pull him off. I think Joe come off early.
Oh, you think he came off the...
I do. I think there's just his inexperience there at first.
Oh, so you think he was... So that's going to be E3.
I'm just,
I'm okay with that. I thought it looked like he just pulled him off the back.
Yeah, he took a step off. I don't think he needed to.
So the first runner gets on. And that's going to bring the number two hitter, Austin Bales, center fielder. For the Cardinals here from Triad. Wind blowing straight in.
Ain't gonna be no home.
There's a nice bunt right down towards the first baseman. Joe's gonna get over there and make a heck of a play. He fielded it himself and then tagged the runner out, going down to baseline for out number one. Nice sacrifice bunt by Bales.
Nice athletic play by your first baseman, too.
Yeah, nice play by Joe Homan there at first base. So with one out, that's gonna bring Trevor Einstein, catcher for the Cardinals. Runner at second. Riley Harlan out there at second. Jacob Grevy on deck. Indian defense. Twaitsey out and left. Willie in center and Ethan Shane out and right. Joe Homan at first base. Benny Homan at second. We got Cade at short and we got Riley Post at third. Reese Rogers on the mound. Cody Shinnenberry behind the plate. Comes a 1-0, and that's a curveball hit hard down the line, and that's a fair ball. That's going to bring a run in. And a nice base hit by Trevor Einstein. So the first run comes in for the Cardinals in the top of the first inning to make it 1-0 in favor of your Triad Cardinals, folks, and that's going to bring Jacob Grevy to the plate. Runner at first and Trevor Einstein. Get him on, get him over, get him in. They played that to a T, Brown Dog. Quick throw over to first. He's back in time. Something poking in my pocket here. McKeith. Killing me.
It's your dip.
Nice. My keys in my truck. Sideways.
U.S. Supreme Court has struck down a federal anti-sports gambling law, giving states the go-ahead to allow betting on sports.
Well, you're done.
Who's got the tickets in his pocket?
That's a good point. I do. Here comes the pitch. And that's lifted out towards left field. Switziana's horse is heading straight back, and that's going to be foul right up against the fence. Good hustle by Twitzy. Getting a workout out there.
He ran this much all year.
Last thing we need for him to do is run into that fence and jam his hand. He's just like Willie, though. He's going to be out there. He's going to go 100%, and that's it. One ball, two strikes. One run across the plate already here in the top of the first inning. Indians fall behind 1-0 early here. One out, though. There's a high chopper. Foul ball. Nice play by Cody coming out of the box in a hurry there. One ball, two strikes. One away here, top of the first. One runner cost. Shout out to my niece, Hannah. There's a swing and a miss. Nice job by Reese, strikeout number one. Hannah graduated from Eastern Kentucky University over the weekend.
Proud mom and dad there. I've seen some pictures.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good for her. That's going to bring Batea Lease to the plate. Oh, we had a name the other night.
Mauricio?
First. Mauricio.
Or something like that.
Yeah, I think you're crazy. We struggled with it the first couple times.
Did you? Bobby O.
Yeah, we messed. We chopped it up. Reese Bob with the first pitch strike here to the number five hitter. There's a hard chopper back up towards the middle. Benny fields it. Fires over to his brother Joe at first, and that's out number three. But in the inning, the Cardinals pick up one run on a couple of hits. They strand one at the plate. And after three outs, 1-0 in favor of Triad.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Winter do a number on your car? Spring is right around the corner, and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617, and they can have it looking like new. You can start spring off right with full detailing starting at $130 or a wash and wax for $85. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you're nice and cool on that first hot day. Give Hastings a call tomorrow at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready for spring. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
On. All right, Brownie, we're back. I see the FLOTUS had kidney surgery.
Yeah, today. I seen that. First president tweeted out. It's doing better.
Yeah, everything.
Gonna be in there a while. Better.
Walter Reed Hospital. All right, we're getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. We got Cade Wendell, Will Holman, and Nick Twait, first three batters for the Indians. Find themselves trailing by around here. Facing a big, tall left-hander here from Triad. And I was talking to Jerry over the weekend, actually at the wedding here. And I said, man, it just seems like we've faced so many lefties. And he said he talked to Harley, and Harley said that he said they faced so many lefties. He said we're facing them right and left. I wonder why that is.
Good question.
A lot of lefties out there this year. Tried even actually brought some
Joe Brockman sent down here.
In the red shirt?
Yep.
No. All right, Cade steps in here finally. takes the first pitch inside for a ball. Willie on deck here for the Indians. Timmy Heitkamp in the ballpark tonight.
Timmy.
Yes, sir.
Come here.
There's a nice pitch right there in the outside edge. Strike one. One ball, one strike.
This kid's got a lot of motion. He's got stuff flapping and flying everywhere. Watch him. He got a lot of movement.
This is a mover. Nice curveball right there in there for a strike. Strike two. One ball, two strikes to leadoff man Cade Wendell with Willie on deck. Nick Twaits in the hole for the Tribe. One, two, swung on and popped up out of play.
Shout out Brandon Rogers listening in Elkhart, Indiana.
Absolutely.
He missed our, he was at the Trump rally. In Elkhart.
On Friday?
Yeah.
Last, really?
No, Thursday. Did we play Thursday?
We played St. Mary's Thursday.
Yeah, he was at the Trump rally.
Got a piece of that.
That hits.
Yes.
That flash. Hey, Jody Stoller, if you're listening, bring a phone charger up here. Bobby's got her about 17%.
Busy working that bad boy today.
Killing me. This might be the nicest day of the year, though.
Oh, this wind feels
so nice. Why is it so nice here? Wind blowing, and there's a strikeout swinging for Cade. Nice pitch, high cheese, got him. Strikeout number one for Triad, and that's going to bring Willie to the plate.
Neil's got popcorn, balls. Look at him, he's got everything out there. I'd like to see Spencey fire one over the fence.
He left it for sure.
You think he could get over the screen?
Negatory.
Neil, look up here. How far a delay?
20-second delay.
Come on, Spencey. He's going to hear us. Just throw it over the screen, Spencey, you wimp.
He ain't going to look at us.
He should be getting her about right now. Look at us, Spencey.
Gosh. Guys, turned off.
He better not.
Probably not on. Off. Come on, Willie. Here we go. Two balls, no strikes.
He look up here now. Day late and a dollar short.
You want to see that old arm of his, didn't you?
Yeah.
First of all, he's too close. He'd have to throw it straight out.
Then hit him in the head.
That's a hard hit ball by Willie Hellman out towards left field. Left fielder on his horses. Makes a heck of a running play. I tell you what. Willie got a hold of that baby.
That one.
Yes, sirree. He got a hold of that puppy good and flew it dang near down to the fence. And left fielder got on his horses, made a heck of a play on it.
Number two, the left fielder.
And that's going to bring third batter here for the Indians and Nick Twaits. Two up, two down. Reese Rogers on deck here for the Indians.
This kid throws hard.
Yeah, he looks good. You should have seen on Friday night Cade's first at bat. He pulled a ball. It was a rocket, wasn't it?
Oh, he was sitting on top of her.
It was out by 30 feet if he straightened it out. Yep, they never found it.
Gone?
He gone.
Reesner's house?
Yes, sir.
Reesner boy picked her up.
Man, that was the hardest hit ball he's hit all year, and he just yanked that baby.
That's the way I am with my golf clubs. Like when if I'm up on, I hit one, mm-hmm. when I dead yank them, it just feel like I just absolutely cracked it.
Yeah. Wonder why that is. It's got to be something to do with the club face or something. It just feels good coming off the.
It does.
That was taken high, and we got a base runner. Ball four.
Spencey, if that works, too big.
It won't work.
No. Good try.
All right, so that's going to bring...
Come on, Reeser.
Reese Bob here to the plate.
I got park board meeting tonight, 6 o'clock.
Tweetsy down there. First base. You guys got to walk around the parks tonight, too.
Yeah, me and Fee said, do it without us, boys.
Parks look great.
Yeah, I wish we could figure out a way to mow between the parking lot, the driveway and the parking lot. That little patch, I ain't sure that was... Like when you drive through the parks and then like where you park for swimming,
mm-hmm.
how wide is that? 6 feet.
Like
the curbs? We do, but it's tough to mow.
Oh. Smack that to the screen, foul ball.
We need one of the mowers that comes off the edge of your tractor, like the ditchers have.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get that done?
No. Push more.
Are you stupid?
Push more, boys. Hire the high school kids.
Have the mayor do it.
That's a rocket over there for a base hit between first and second baseman. Tracy's going to round second. He's going to head for third, and that's going to be a nice
high boy, Reese,
piece of hitting by Reese Rogers. So now the Indians got him first and third, and that's going to bring Benny Hummel to the plate. Benny hit the ball hard last week, man. I tell you, that's good to see. I'd like to see him stay on top of his game here.
Nicky Nogdog's got to do something with the beard, boys.
The Nogs right there with the red hat?
Yep. Come on, Benny.
A little high right there on the first pitch, ball one. Two outs here, bottom of the first inning. Indians trail by one. Triad picked up a run. Top of the first, off of Reese Bond. Someone's inside for a ball two. Fostoria played so deep, a lot deeper than what these guys are playing.
Really?
Yeah. That one's outside, ball three, 3-0.
Called a strike there, brother.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He couldn't hit that with a... Don't get me started.
I couldn't have. Whatever. Two balls and a strike. And he pops that one up back over the screen, 2-2.
Benny wanted that one.
Should have been 3-0.
Deuces.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
Deuces.
Runners at first and third. Reese Bob at first. Twaitsey down at third. Benny Hummel, your batter. Face hit away from tying this ball game up, folks. And that just about took the helmet off of Nick Twaitsey down at third base. He pulled that thing about 4 feet foul. Hit that hard, didn't he?
Oh, rocket launcher.
He's like, Reese Bob gets it. Here's the old double steal. Here's the old stolen base. Here we go. We're coming home. Twaitsey coming home, and he's safe. Folks, that was a design play right there.
Jerry Kauf does that stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Twaitsey looks over at Jerry like, was that? Did I miss something there? But Reese is out there pointing to his helmet like he screwed that up, but actually worked out perfect. I think it was a design play, folks. The old delayed steal. They haven't seen that one that we like to pull every now and then. And that evens the score up at 1-1. Reese Bob moves over to second. Now Benny's got a hit away from putting the Indians back in the lead here. And that's a ground ball over to the third baseman. Yes. And he's getting by him. So here comes Reese. Reese is coming around. The left fielder picks up the ball. He's going to say, I can't throw him out. So he just plays it safe, keeps the runner at first. And the Indians pick up the second run of the inning and take a 2-1 lead.
Good answer. Good answer.
Absolutely. So nice job, Benny. I don't give him a base hit on that. I don't think he'd have got him anyway. Brings up brother Joe, first baseman this evening, batting 200 on the season. A couple of huge hits for Josie this year, though, you know, boys?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Oh, there goes the spectacles.
Seriously? Underneath your chair.
I ain't moving.
If I go down there, I'm grabbing your butt.
Well, wait till the hang's over.
Hey, I gotta ask.
That one's in the dirt. Benny's going to take a run for it, and he's going to be down there in second. Easy. Oh,
he rose.
Slide. Love that slide. Man, he stretched out. He was 14 feet long.
He is long, ain't he? Hey. Jesus, we got a hurricane coming in or what? Somebody's got to turn their mic.
Got to be you, Bob. Nope. We're all covered. That's a hard hit ground ball to the third baseman. Comes up with it. Fires across the field. Josie hauling butt down the line. Gets him by half a step. Hey, but in the bottom half of the inning, the Indians pick up a couple of rounds on a couple of hits. We strand one out there, and we take a 1-run lead. The Indians lead 2-1 at the end of one.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. The CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older to receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. You can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you've had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. So let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery for Sales or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Hey, Melby, we're back here for the top of the second inning. Triad coming to the plate with Isaiah Bruce, Dylan Warner, and Logan McCoy, first three batters.
This kid looks like Jay Bruce. Hey, Bronny.
Yeah.
Last week of school, right?
Yep.
Now, when I was a senior, we had a party every night. Every night, last week. So, like, we started, like, last night and then tonight. And I didn't drink, and I don't drink.
Uh-huh.
But it was a great week.
Odds.
And have you guys started anything? We had going on?
We had a little kickoff.
No teachers are listening. No.
No. We had a little kickoff with two or three different grad parties last night. I think Taylor Greasy, Kurt Gruby, and Eddie Seifring all had them last night. So I was at Kurt Groovy's with probably 15, 20 people.
Good.
So I got...
Get to bed early?
About 2 a.m.
That's nice.
Is that pretty early? Is that considered early?
It is when you're in high school. But it's not,
yeah. All right, now, I'd have 4 hours sleep at 2 a.m.
Two balls, two strikes to the leadoff, man, Isaiah Bruce. Forget about the baseball game. Let's talk senior parties.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that one's hit hard. Popped up.
So what's your...
Yeah, out of play.
So the final test, you can't test on, like, Friday?
Friday, I don't think so. But
Thursday's of...
I think Thursday's about the last day of them, and then Friday we get to leave a half day for...
You got graduation practice?
Yep. And we get to make our one lap around the school this year. Used to be three or four, now we only get one for some reason.
Driving around? There's strike three. Nice job, Reese Bob, out number one.
Only one. And no one water line. Balloons.
Huh?
No water balloons. Said it's dangerous, so. Well, it makes a mess. Is what they said.
When I was a senior,
oh, for the love of God.
I had a pickup truck. Mm-hmm. And we went to McDonald's before school, and I had blown up. I have no idea. I had like a humongous basket on the back of this little Datsun truck that I had full of water balloons. And then people sat on the, think about this, they sat on the edge of the bed as we drove to Portland.
Yeah.
And there was, I don't know how many cars in, the caravan throwing water balloons back and forth. That probably wasn't anything good that could possibly happen out of that. But
oh,
we
it
was did
a great time.
Yeah,
oh,
sounds... we had a ball. That was high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. The Dylan Warner, third baseman for the Cardinals from Triad. That's it, out towards Willie. Willie takes a step back, realizes it's short, comes in, makes the play, out number two. Logan McCoy comes up. We're actually Logan County boys here, isn't it? Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Triad? Yeah. Bell Fountain area.
Well, I think there might be champagne, but I ain't sure. Let's look it up. I mean, I got phone.
Yeah, yeah, that's a ground ball. What? Foul. Nice play.
Fee could never make that play, or Jerry Cow.
That guy made it like it was...
Gary Davis.
Piece of cake.
So you're saying it's in Logan, and I'm saying Champaign. Triad.
Yes.
Local.
Fly ball. Oh, strike two, yeah, strike two.
Here we go, boys.
That ball's two strikes.
Okay, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The actual town that it is located in is Woodstock, Ohio.
Swinging a miss. Nice job. Woodstock, Ohio.
Yeah.
Two strikeouts in the top of the second inning for Reese Bobby. Goes 1-2-3 against him. After 1.5 of the Bucks, the innings lead by 1-2-1.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experienced suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to professionally manicured lawn.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist. In the art of expression.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the second inning back here at Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Radio, Bob Stogler, Dave Kapp, Ryan Brown in the booth. Bringing you a little tune-up here for district tournament. Playing the Triad Cardinals.
Triad is...
They're figuring out what county it's in.
Yeah, it's in Champaign. Triad local
Look
schools,
up,
Woodstock schools, Mingo schools, Cable schools, and North Lewisburg schools.
That's their league?
No, that's what makes up Triad schools.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's Champaign County. They are North Lewisburg, Ohio.
First three batters here for the Indians in the bottom of the second. Ian Holman, Cody Shinneberry, Riley Post.
Chris Piper is their superintendent.
Chris Piper, Peter's brother.
Yep. Let's see if they got...
Curveball stays outside.
Now, they was at state, Copy, when we was at state, their first year we went. Do you know that?
Is that right? Their baseball team was?
Yeah, they played opposite us. They're Division 5 in football.
There comes a 1-2. That one's way outside for a ball. Would two balls, two strikes.
What'd you look up? 100 fun facts about Triad or what?
No, I checked on their website, school website.
Hmm.
Gotcha. Got a lot of stuff on here.
Say. Here comes a 2-2. And pops that one up right back towards us over the bleachers. Ian Holman, number 16.
B8, sophomore.
Good eye right there. A little bit low. 3-2. Tough on the tag. That's good eye. Yeah, takes that one out towards the gapper in right center, and that's going to fall in there. Ian's going to round first, and center fielder comes over and picks it up. Lead off base hit for our DH, Ian Holman.
Come on, Cody!
And that's going to bring our catcher, Cody Shinneberry, to the plate.
Come on, Cody, moving around here.
Cody batting lefty against lefty here. I think we're going to do a pinch runner since we got all them JV players on the...
Yeah, we got about 1,000 guys in the dugout.
Who's coming out here?
Own Shane. I wish we had chicken. Own I wish Shane. We had wing night tonight.
Hungry for wings?
Huh?
Got a hankering?
Kind of hungry.
Actually, I think they got barbecue beef down there.
Shut up.
I believe.
You stop.
I'm not teasing.
Are you teasing?
I'm not.
Might be pulling your leg. That sounds pretty good.
You got a mustache or what are you doing?
I just trimmed her out.
Did you?
Yeah, I got trimmed once a day.
Once a day. There's your little niece. Cute as a button.
She is something else, man. I tell you what. Nice bunt by Cody Shinnenberry. Back to the pitcher. Pitcher comes up, fires over to first base. Nice sacrifice.
Good job, Cody.
Absolutely perfect bunt. Goes down 1-3 for out number one. P-Dog don't know we play tonight or he'd have us on something.
P-Dog, he's I'm down on it.
What happened?
I don't know.
That brings our number nine hitter, Riley Post, to the plate. Riley batting 257 on the year. Center fielder leans over a little bit towards the left field side of the outfield.
Now, will you be able to stay and watch any of the Reds tonight, or you be out?
I usually watch about an inning or two.
Yeah.
And then I'm shutting her down. I've actually made the comment last Friday night. I fired up. You know, they got this winning streak going. I thought, well, I'm going to watch the Reds until they're getting beat. I was in bed bottom the first. Come on, Riley. 2 balls, no strikes to him. Sandy did get over to second on that sacrifice by Cody Shinnenberry, so he's in scoring position. Cade Wendell leading. He's our leadoff man. He's on deck.
Taking all the way?
Yeah, absolutely was. Fair one. It would be, I'm going to say, a minor miracle if the Reds can somehow pull this back to, if they get back to 500, it would be incredible.
Zero.
There's ball four.
Zero chance.
Yeah, I have to agree, man, I tell you.
But it is nice that they're playing better. Jesus.
It was ugly to watch. All right, base on balls for Riley, and that's going to bring number 14, Cade Wendell, to play with runners at first and second. They were 3-18, and I think since then they are 11-8.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think. So, takes a lot of games.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I'm telling you there's a chance.
So you boys aren't Browns fans, are you?
Yeah, Calpe ain't.
Yeah.
Packer. Yeah. Calpe's smart. Packer?
He lives with the Packers. Do you respect the Packers or not?
Yeah.
You're a Bengals fan?
Yeah, I'm a Bengals fan. I always rip my hair out every year, but I don't mind the Packers.
So, talking to Mitch Domann. Mitch Domann's working this summer for us, and he's in his... I guess it would be his second year? Third year? Third year of college?
What
would
that be? Change.
Second year? Who we got, Bubsy?
Right-hander
coming in. Anyhow, I said, did you got any of the... You know, the Buckeyes played...
Frank Pastore.
Frank Pastore's coming in? Yeah. Ask him if he went to any Ball State Cardinal baseball games, because the Buckeyes went there and played, and I should have went. I even thought about going that night, and I should have went to watch the Buckeyes play Ball State. He said he did not. He said he went to a couple basketball games. Ball State beat Notre Dame this year at Ball State.
I remember hearing or seeing that.
So Ohio State played Ball State?
Baseball.
Really?
Yeah.
Where at?
I think it was in Muncie.
Really? I think Buckeyes baseballs, they're pretty good. In fact, tonight, the Niemeyer boy from Minster makes his last start at Bill Davis Stadium. Actually, Nick Swisher now. Did he put his name on there?
Really?
You might be right.
I think so.
Nick Swisher was a Buckeye?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right, did we ever figure out who this guy is out there?
The Lake Erie commit. Gotta love it.
What's his number, Brown? Is that five?
Six.
Frank Pastore.
Number six, Brian. That's Briley Harlan. Briley Harlan. So he didn't come in, and he was already in the game. Did the pitcher go out, or did he go take his
place?
You
guys going 100.
You guys paying attention?
Slow her down, bud.
Be mad at
him. You guys going 100.
Yeah. He's taking high right there. Yeah, he does. One ball, one strike. New pitcher on the mound. Briley Harlan, senior.
Their pitcher go to right.
There's maybe a bunt goes just fine down the third baseline. Their pitcher? He's a lefty out there. Yeah.
I think that's him.
Nice job, Brownie. So then the right fielder probably went to shortstop because this.
Actually, the job is not the play-by-play guy, but the he's in charge of figuring all that stuff out.
All right.
It's actually your job. My job.
Yeah.
I can't concentrate on
that. That one's hit towards left center. Left fielder coming over, slicing over towards him, makes the play for out number two.
Hit hard.
So with two away, that's going to bring our center fielder, Willie Homan. Willie gave one a ride last time up out to left field. Willie's going to punch his brother in the eye when he gets on.
Kill him.
Yeah.
Come on,
Willie. That one's outside for a ball. So the Fostoria kids was really kind of cool. They were here, Bob, by 3 o'clock before Jerry came back.
Really?
Yeah, they were here. And there's a ground ball to the third baseman. Third baseman comes up with it, makes a nice stop, fires over, and it's way high. That's going to bring in a run. Shaney's going to come in here and score our pinch runner, and that's going to move Willie over to second, and Riley posted third. So put her in play, folks. See what they can do, and that's going to be an E5. Overthrown ball. Willie moves to second.
Come on, Nick.
Shaney comes in to score. Riley Post over to third. So 3-1 ball game now in favor of your Indians, and that brings number two to the plate, Nick Twaits. That one's outside, and it's going to get past the catcher, and that's going to score Riley Post. So that makes it 4-1 in favor of your Indians, folks. So, yeah, Fostoria is here, and because I got here kind of early because I knew you weren't going to be here, and I wanted to get the books and stuff done. Anyhow, our players talked to their players, and after the game, they were in our dugout. We're in their dugout talking. They stuck around for a half hour after the game and
just butted.
Yeah, it was actually pretty cool. He takes that one for a strike.
Montu.
Two balls and a strike. Willie over to third on a stolen base there on that pass ball. 3-1 now to Dick Twace. Twacey's going to swing at this one, Brown Dome. He's going to bring him the heater, and he drills
it.
And that is absolutely right at that left fielder. What else are you going to do, folks?
Nope.
All right, well, we pick up a couple of runs and a couple of hits. We do strand one out there, and after two, kabuk, complete.
Kabuk.
Indians four.
Two kabuk.
Kadeep, 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 triad one.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, currently has a huge selection of used farm equipment. There's high horsepower tractors for the big jobs to small loader tractors for the homeowner. There's used equipment like spring and fall tillage, skid steers, hay equipment, and rotary cutters. Used harvesting equipment like combines, corn heads, grain heads, grain wagons, and carts. See the used equipment on the Hull Brothers website, HULLBROS.com. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. Give us a call today.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors. Mulch, topsoil, great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Happy birthday, Steve Stone, today.
Stone's birthday today?
Seen it on Facebook.
That's a big 5-0, if
big I'm mistaken. Big sponsor of Indian baseball and all Fort Recovery sports.
I think they can dream. First pitch in here from Reese Bob to Tommy Tossey.
Tommy Tuberville.
Left fielder for Triad is knocked foul down the third baseline. First strike. Tommy Tossey, the number 9 hitter, followed by Briley Harlan, leadoff man, and Austin Bales. First three batters here for Triad. Nice curveball right there. Froze in like a...
That was filthy. That was nasty, wasn't it?
Ice cube. Oh, frozen.
Ice cube.
No balls, two strikes. Here comes high cheese, folks.
I don't believe. Uncle Charlie.
See what happens. Insider. Gets away from
change up, man.
Yeah, it was kind of off speeder. Inside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. In his lead, 4-1 here. Top of the third inning. Coach Feely's wife and daughter. Out for a walk.
Dog.
I was taking a little low for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Oh, curveball. Nailed him right there. Strikeout looking. Strikeout number 4 for Reese. Great curveball right there.
If you need a job, you're lazy. You can't find a job.
What, around here?
Yeah.
All are everywhere.
Small. I mean, look at all this. Cap, are you full?
Am I?
Work-wise?
Yeah.
Get your summer help?
Yep, we got Mitch Diamond, and probably going to pick up Kyle Knappy. We're going to work a few hours for us.
Oh, yeah, this big summer. Kyle.
Big Knappy.
Good old boy.
Curveball outside. One ball, one strike to the leadoff man, Briley Harlan.
There's just so many agricultural buildings around here that you got to find one.
That was an off-speeder that this guy was waiting on, and he hits one out to Willie, and Willie backs up about 3 steps, and that's all he had to do, and that's going to be a long fly ball out. 2 up, 2 down here in the top of the third, and that's going to bring Austin Bales with Trevor Enstein on deck. Indians up by 3 here, 4-1. They scored 1 in the top of the first. And
unearned, I believe.
Since then, it's been Reese Bob time. There's a ground ball over towards Benny at second.
Candy
Benny gets
hopper.
Easy hop over to brother Joe for out number 3. 3 up, 3 down again for Reese Bob. So after 2.5 in the Bucks, folks, Indians lead 4-1.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle. A 2014 Impala 2LT. It's black with heated leather seats, lane departure warning, and backup camera. It has 41,000 miles, and it's priced at only $16,800. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Bobby here in the bottom of the third inning. Reese Bob going to lead us off here, followed by Benny Hummond and Joe Hummond. Hummond boys. And guess who's after Benny Hummond and Joe Hummond?
Probably another Hummond.
Ian Hummond. Sounds like Rims to me.
Rick Cummins on deck.
Ricky the pitcher. Remember, he always had that back flipper.
Oh, yeah.
Back
spinner.
Flipper. Yeah.
Spinner.
Reese Bob launches a high one out towards center field. Center fielder playing super deep. Got to get on his horses to come in, and he does to make the play.
Reese Bob probably took his average above 300 there.
He has to. 297. I mean, 297, yeah.
Number nine, Benny.
So here comes Benny the Jet. He's going to step in there. Benny had a single his first time up.
That guy's eating some
piece of that bad boy.
And he did have barbecue beef.
I hear Emily.
Is that your niece?
That was outside for a ball.
Ronnie, when's your graduation party?
June 1st.
June 1st, that's on a
Friday night.
Friday night. Yep, I like it. At the house or where at?
Yep.
Swing and a miss by Benny on an insider. One ball, two strikes. And he's picked up two in the bottom of the first, two in the bottom of the second.
Now, wait a minute. If we make it to state, that'll be between our Thursday and Saturday state games.
Perfect. I think they leave. My buddies leave for Gallenberg, I think. The second.
Yeah.
If I remember right.
They leave at state finals.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jerry.
There you go. Win a state championship and JV. Go to Gatlinburg and celebrate.
No, I say just have the JV team play for state championship.
We can do that, too. Gotta enjoy your vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Great pitch right there. Benny knew it. Struck out looking. That's two up, two down here, and that's going to bring Joe Homan to the plate. Come on, Joe. Just kind of froze him a little bit, and it was too late to swing, so... Second strike out here for the Indians so far in this ball game, and that's going to bring Joe Homan to the plate. There's he grounded out to the third baseman first time up. Takes that one on the outside edge for a strike.
Okay, mowing tonight or anything?
No, I mowed like a skeeter all weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
I got a problem. I'll tell you about my water I got in my yard.
That one popped up out of play. What do you mean water?
I got water standing in my yard about 10 foot east of my house between my water line. It's got to be something to do.
Yeah, that's not good.
I called Chad. He's going to check her out. It's going to cost me. You got a digger?
I got a digger. Yeah, I can dig it.
You got a small one?
Yeah. That one's outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Yeah, if we need to dig it up, we got to dig it up.
Sucks. Always something.
That one's high for a ball. Yeah, that don't hardly sound right. Toilets, everything's flush and fine. So.
Everything's fine. So what's that? What are you thinking?
I'd say you got a leak on your water service.
What?
Oh, that hits him right in the back. Came inside there, hit by the pitch, and that's going to send Josie down to first.
My water bill's the same, so.
Really?
Yeah. So it's got to be after my meter.
No.
No?
No. Before your meter. Your water
that's what I mean. It's got to be before my meter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is costing the town, not me, except tearing my yard up.
Or having a.
Is it, I mean, it's dry now. It's wet now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I noticed it.
Ian Homan with another ball hit hard out to the right fielder, but this time planting perfect. Nice shot by Ian, and on the first pitch, he drives it out to right field for the third out in the inning. We get one on by hit pitch. And,
say something there.
We got three in the books, and we're ahead 4-1. We got, Bobby?
Uncle Harold would be happy with that, because Uncle said, first pitch, fastball, hit it.
Rip that bad boy. He absolutely. Yeah, he hit the first pitch last Friday, too. Remember, Brownie, I made a comment?
Yeah.
So it's all good. All right, we'll be back in a second. We got three in the books. We're up 4-1.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 7th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Kalp Pharmacy can administer the vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccinations are covered at 100% by insurance. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Oh,
are you sure?
What?
I'm
just going to ask for pizza next time.
Barbecue meat coming to Big Bobby.
I'm already crying. They deliver.
That was awesome. Bobby might have said a bad word on the air, Brownie. You might have been a little quick with the old Nobberiski there. All right, here we go. Top of the fourth inning. It's going to be Trevor Einstein, Jacob Grevey, and Matea Lease. First three batters here. We got a new pitcher.
Brony, you got the commentary here.
We got a new pitcher here. We got Manny the Jet. Manny hits. Yeah, ground ball to Riley. Riley comes in for it, makes a step. Fires over to Reese Bob at first base. Way to go, Bobby. You can't even keep track of our own players out there moving around.
I said pitching change. Nobody listens to me.
I heard you.
Thank you, Bob.
No problem. All right. That's going to bring Jacob Grevey to the plate. Nice play by Riley Post for the first out in the inning. Matea Lease on deck. So Bennett comes in to pitch. Joe moves over to second base. Reese Bob over to first base. Everything else stays the same, Riley at third, Kate at short, Cody behind the plate, Tracy out left, Little Willie out in center, and there's a ground ball over to Riley again. Riley's going to take that one off the chest, and he's going to have to eat this one. We giving him air, Bobby. E? Huh?
I think that one's right. Nothing there.
E5. Kind of short hopped him and came off the heel of his glove, come up, hit him in the belly, and bopped that away from him, and tough play.
Yeah, I thought he still was going to get it, but oh well.
Almost identical ground balls to him, really.
Yeah, if you'd ask him, he'd say I should have made that play.
Yeah, but swing and a miss right there by Matea Lease. Isaiah Bruce on deck. It is lead 4-1 here. We picked up a couple of runs in the bottom of the first and the bottom of the second. They scored in the top of the first, and that's our scoring for the game at this point. Nice curve right there, swing and a miss. You know, Benny's just so long and tall out there. We forgot how good a pitcher he is because we just got such a tough pitching staff.
I say we got three big guns in front of him, so.
That one's popped up into the infield. Reese Bob going over. He's going to make the play for the second out in the inning. Runner stays put at first base, obviously, and that's going to bring Isaiah Bruce to the plate. How's that barbecue beef, Bob?
If you ask me to explain. Food.
Now here in the top of the fourth. High cheese too high right there. Ball one. Ram Charger down there, man. Is he loving the baseball team this year? He is so fired up. Popped him straight up. Benny's trying to make the play on it, and he does. And that's a major league pop up right there. Well, they get one on here by an error by Riley and nothing to show for it. And after 3.5 in the books, folks, we still lead 4-1.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks
Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I thought I dialed the time and temperature number.
This isn't time and temperature.
Don't you have something for everyone?
Are you one of Derek's friends?
Yeah, he sits beside me at school. And always talks about how you guys have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. Why do you need to know the time and temperature?
So I know when it's okay to go out and play.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Here we go. Bottom of the fourth inning. Indians going to come up with Cody Shinnebury, Riley Post, and Cade Wendell, first three batters.
Yeah, but we got to tell you something. So I'm talking to an umpire who had a couple of our games this year that we all know, and a local guy. And he was telling me that it would be so – it's not very – we have some spots in our infield that need worked on. And he said it's like patchy and bumpy, and he said it wouldn't take much to get it fixed.
Yeah.
But he said there's holes out there.
Yeah, there is. I think they're going to work on it here this fall.
Are they?
Yeah. I know they're going to do a bunch of tiling and try to figure out what this wet hole is in front of the plate.
Did they hit the wood, man?
Good shot. Cody took one too close to call right there, and it was strike three, folks. Kind of lost you on that. He got to a 2-2 count and took one and struck out looking. So that's going to bring Riley Post to the plate. So out number one here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Riley comes in. He reached on a base on balls, come around to score in the second inning.
It's good to see Greg McClurg's alive and well.
The old doggy. It's good to see his brother Mick here at the wedding the other night.
Mick's wife is absolutely gorgeous.
30?
Yep. She's aged just about... she's older than Mick.
Is she?
Yeah, she's like my age. I think she graduated the same year, 53.
Yeah. Very nice lady. One ball, one strike. That one's high.
She said she's got 32 years, and she's got three more years, and she's done. We got no
teacher, right?
Business. Yep. Can you imagine that?
I couldn't teach. I'd be in jail. I'd just beat the crap out of
him. You would be.
That one's popped up. That is a major league fly ball out there to the second baseman. Second baseman stands there underneath it, and he makes the play. Two up, two down.
Chris Sean says, didn't know there was a game today, boys. Wish somebody would tell me.
Sorry, Shanti. We got a game tonight against Triad. Little quick tune-upper here against the old Cardinals.
Butt sore.
That rolls the top back to Cade here. Cade struck out swinging the first time up, and then he flew out to the left fielder last time up.
I bet you supper he gets on base.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
That he's 0 for 2.
That means he's going to get on, so no bet.
Bet off?
Bet off.
Is that illegal?
Legal now, right?
Sports.
Go on, 1-4. Get on here one time.
336 to left center field. 351 to straightaway center.
347 out there in right center, right? Where'd you say 356? Where'd you see
336
that?
Left center.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Right there at the old Fort Recovery lumber sign.
Cooper Farms, 10 mans. We got, 10 mans.
Ooh, that one's inside, right close to the kneecapperoo.
B&D Contracting for Recovery Lumber. Kern's Fireplace and Spa, Calp Pharmacy, and Bright Future Daycare. Wendell Financial.
I get a couple more out there, you know?
Yeah.
Got room for about, oh, heck, we could probably get...
Yeah. Let's get them. Let's go. We're going to get that fence covered. Outfield sponsors here in the old Indian ballpark.
K-State's alive and jams him on the
Pickman at cuffs at right there. Right now.
How about failing insurance?
Why wouldn't they?
I know. Frankly, right, they don't work there anymore.
Also, yeah. I guess we won't ask him. Kate pulls one in the dugout right there.
What's the scoreboard say, Brawny?
Deuces.
Deuces.
Right fielder wants some action out there. Look at him. Looks mad.
He's going to get action. Ooh. Watch out, Ooh Boop.
Cade just killing his teammates over there.
How many pitches he getting in this at bat?
31.
Seems like it.
That's a long at bat.
Here comes a 2-2. That was inside. Good eye. 3-2.
I guarantee he ain't striking out.
Yeah, Sam.
I'll bet everything I got in my 401k that he don't strike out.
Ooh, that's one pitch.
Huh?
Might throw in the Uncle Charlie and catch him off guard. Popped him up out towards. Oh, man. Them guys are playing him perfect.
Yeah.
Center fielder moves about two steps right in the old mitt. And that's going to take care of us. Three up, three down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. We got to get the bats back out. We ain't got enough runs against these boys yet, but we got four in the books. Indians lead 4-1.
Electric power, we take it for granted until it's gone. With the Generac Whole House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
You. I got a question for you. Hey,
shut her down.
I got a question for you. You service your own lawnmower?
I do once a year, and then another time I take it over and really I bought it at Raffles. And
you did what?
Bought it up at Raffles and what? Water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did a bunch of work for Oopy, so yeah, one right. of those deals.
Got supportive. What do you, I should get my mower serviced and blade sharpened.
Please, Kate.
Hall Bros sharpen blades too?
Oh, yeah.
I got a Toro, so that's Hall Brothers, right?
Yep. Yep. Like service are up for you.
And Todd's what?
Simplicity.
Yeah.
Simplicity and Ferris.
Get Ferris.
There's a base hit right there, but a leadoff man, Dylan Warner, against Benny Hellman to start the top of the fifth inning.
Nice. I will say one thing about a Simplicity lawnmower. They do mow like baseball diamonds.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can stripe your yard.
Yeah, but zero turns are just so much fun.
They are. I love them.
Yeah, you get done so quick.
Fast. What do you guys get?
We got a Kubota. I think we bunt that in.
All brothers.
Brothers. Brothers. Brothers.
Right. You got a big yard?
Pretty big.
You guys got a pond or anything?
No.
Beehives.
Beehives.
That's right. You got a, how's the pool or pond looking out there? Got the camper out?
Yeah, it looks nice. Fishing by it looked crazy yesterday.
I got to take Lane out there.
I'll go fish.
Can you catch this?
Yeah, fast you want.
Yeah. Little guys?
Yesterday it was little guys.
Bluegills?
Little crappies yesterday, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I fished.
Nightcrawler, or what are you using?
Just little rubber jigs.
Yeah.
Just going to town yesterday. All right, leadoff man on, Logan McCoy up to the plate. First baseman here for Triad. Benny Hellman out there. Ooh, quick pickoff throw over to Reese Bob.
I think he had him leaning a little bit, didn't
yeah.
he?
Riley playing in here about 6 feet in the grass. Looking to. McCoy's squirted around a couple times here to bunt, but pulled back for ball one. Nice swinging away. That was taken high and outside, ball two.
So I got this new makeup brush. I got it and I really like this.
That one's popped up. Grease Bob going back. He's going to make a call right just at the edge of the grass. That's going to be out number one. So McCoy goes, pops it up there, and two, Reese Bob, out number one. Runner stays put at first base, and that's going to bring Tommy Tosse to the plate. Number nine hitter for the Cardinals, followed by the leadoff man, Bradley Harlan.
Golden State, Houston. Houston, Golden. Can Houston beat Golden State?
I don't know. They're off the look. I'm rooting for the Rockets, but
I am too. But
yeah, we got to root for the Rockets.
Freaking Golden State. Right. Good.
So good.
Loaded.
That was taken high for ball one. If you're just joining us, folks, Reese Bob started the game here against Triad. He pitched three innings. He allowed one unearned run. And then Benny took over here in the top of the fourth. And he's still pitching here in the top of the fifth. Indians lead 4-1.
It says game one's tonight.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, okay. I thought you said they have one then.
No, just so. Who you taking. That's what it is.
Oh. Probably the Warriors, but rooting on the Rockets.
Is what's his name back? They have the Warriors.
They're healthy.
Yeah. Katie by the doors. Here comes the 1-1. That was taken high for ball two. The Warriors are just solid in every, and then they got
they got a good bench. I
mean, yeah,
good coach.
I hate Steve Kerr.
I'm not a fan, but does a good job.
Yeah, he does.
Swing and a miss, hard fastball.
Considering
by Manny.
They drafted pretty much everyone except KD, but
yeah. Well, who would have thought Draymond Green would have been that good, too?
Well, same. He was such a punk in college. Yeah,
he still is.
Oh, I know. He's still
a player.
Yeah, exactly.
Benny shaking him off a couple times, Calvi.
He wants to throw the heater. He blew that last one right
back. Throwing the heater, Ricky.
What a movie.
I'd agree with you.
Tried to throw a curve, so he didn't get up there. Harry Doyle. Was he an answer on that?
Harry Doyle. Hmm. Full count.
Here comes the 3-2. One out here. Runner at first base. Walked him. And now we got runners at first and second. We're going to roll the top back to Bradley Harlan.
Jerry's going to call time.
And Jerry's going to go out and talk to Benny and say, look, we just... Just faced 7-8-9 there, and you let two of them get on, and you walked one. See what he's going to do here. I think he's just going to let him in for another batter, I believe.
Oh, yeah, this is exactly what we need. We need to Reese Bob and Benny get some innings in here and get these kind of situations. So, this is why we're playing this game.
Well, absolutely, because you never know. I mean, something stupid could happen and a group injury or whatever. These guys got to be sharp, and I think that's what Jerry wants. I mean, he just wants them to get some innings in and stay sharp. We haven't seen anybody else pitch besides Caden and Nick.
2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean,
except for recent inning here, inning there, but.
All right, fastball right there for ball number one. Well, in three games, we had given up four hits and no runs the last three games.
That's an unbelievable stat.
There's a nice pitch right there for a strike. One ball, one strike. Two guys on here. Werner down at second, Tosse over at first, and Harlan, the leadoff man, he's at the plate with one out on top of the fifth inning. Indians need to get out of this mess here. Oh, nice curveball right there. Just broke enough to catch the edge, and that's going to be strike number two. So Benning gets in front of this batter. Comes a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Nice job, Benny. Huh? Strikeout number one here for Benny in this inning, and I think that is his first strikeout. Strikeout number five for the Indians.
That's what Jerry told him, but good job. Going through strikes?
I believe so. So now with two away, that's going to bring the number two hitter, Austin Bale, center fielder for the Cardinals. So So if the Rens have won six straight,
yes,
did they took it. They took around the Royals probably then. They don't.
No.
Royals are.
Mm-hmm. I just looked her up. Yeah, the Reds still have the worst record in baseball.
Yeah, we're after that first top draft choice. Here comes a pitch. Fouls that one.
Oh, yeah, the worst record in the National League. The White Sox are 10-27. Reds are 14-27.
Okay.
Baltimore is 13-25.
What's the Royals got?
Royals are 13-27. Same record as the Reds. No, Reds have got one more win.
I was going to say, I thought we'd take around them. So, oh, nice pickoff play. And Benny throws her out to Willie in center field. I think Benny just got confused right there.
Yeah. We got lucky.
Yeah, Willie was like, ooh, that's mine.
I think the last foul ball put a dent in Billy Beckel's truck.
Did it?
Got Billy B?
Yeah, been lucky sitting over there, yeah, that's for sure. Here comes the 1-1. That one's inside for a ball. Two balls and a strike.
Tonight, Molly pitches for the Reds versus Block, 10-15.
So did they send Finnegan down then?
Yep.
Okay.
Finnegan's got to learn how to throw strikes, or he's not going to be able to make it the majors.
Here comes the 2-1. And that's right off the face mask of our umpire. Cody Schinneberger going to give him a little break. Go out and talk to his pitcher. Base umpire walking in. You all right, Blue? Jerry comes out. You okay? Yeah, we're all good. Pretty loud, wasn't it?
That was. That's right off the old.
Right in the forehead.
Yep.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners at first and second. Top of the fifth inning. Indians lead by 3-4-1. Big pitch right here for old Benny.
This is a slow ball game, ain't it?
Well, it didn't start till 5:30. We only played an hour and 10 minutes. We're in the top of the fifth, but we sat up here forever.
Yeah. We got a racing show tonight? Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'd say we do. And that's a Twitzy. Ball hit out towards Twitzy. Twitzy is playing him perfect. He is 30 feet out in the grass, wind blowing in, and he didn't take two steps, and it's right in his glove. So, nice job by Nick Twitzy out there. Somebody put him in the perfect spot, and we end that threat. So, we got 4.5 of the bucks, folks, and the innings lead 4-1.
You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and a new wardrobe, but that's not what would make people love you. Now, a new brick paver patio, that would be a start. Maybe a fireplace. Oh, I know, a fire pit and a water feature. Oh, you're going to be so loved. Forget the gray-haired dude on TV selling online romance. Have Kurt and Eric, the real artist at Nature's Green, give you the makeover that will make you and your home irresistible. Nature's Green Nursery.com.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Ford Escape. It has lots of options, including backup camera and Bluetooth. It has 34,000 miles, and it's priced at only $15,500. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
You might take it out of the pond or something.
Why don't you give it to me?
That's bad.
That'd be, huh?
It's bad.
It is bad?
Yeah, you don't want to.
Hey, somebody said, and I heard, I heard something. Tell me if it's true or not. Did you get treats out here Friday?
Oh, yeah. I told you that before the game.
I'm just saying. You missed out. Chuck and Kathy Etzer brought cookies.
They were. Actually, you wouldn't like them, Bob.
Really?
Yeah, they weren't that good.
They wouldn't. She's listening.
They were fabulous.
How long did it take you to eat them?
Well, they had powdered sugar on them. So Brian,
shut up.
Brownie and I sitting up here with white mustaches.
Oh, that was funny. A gallon of milk and we would have been set.
Gallon of milk and the last two cookies. We couldn't get them down because...
You threw them away?
Gave them to Lori. Lori had them. All right, here we go. Bottom of the fifth inning. Indians going to go with Willie Home and Nick Twaits. Reese Bob Rogers, first three hitters. Indians lead by 3-4-1. She brought him up here, and she had these... Willie just nips that one right back in the catcher's mitt for a strike. One ball, one strike. And she had these little Buckeyes in there, little miniature Buckeyes.
See, why are you doing this to me?
Oh, I know. You should have seen Brownie's eyes. Open that thing up. Brownie says, them Buckeyes.
Yes, sir.
They were perfect, too. And we thought she made them for a second, but she told me at the wedding.
We haven't got anything from Jake Lynch or No Wings this year yet.
Oh, and we got cupcakes from JB's girl.
Shut up.
Same night. Willie goes down on strike.
Yeah, that was...
That's what happens when you miss a game, bub.
Miss a game, you miss a lot. That's what Spencey always says.
Yes, sir, rebound.
Hey, we got the Vores Racing Report tonight or after the show or after this game. Vores Racing Report. Be sure to stay tuned. Coming up at 7 o'clock or after this game live for Recovery Radio Studio with host Dan Redmond and Corey Hensley. They focus on the Vores Compact Series. They're going to talk about the big race this week. Kevin Harvick, he's unbelievable. Ain't he, Calpe?
1-5.
He is on fire. And he, you know, everybody talks about these young pups. Well, they can't beat Harvick.
Ooh, did you see that crash?
Yeah.
That was
brutal. Yeah. So I'm sure they're going to talk NASCAR also.
Down through the fence.
Get ready for the big Indy 500 coming up in 2 weeks. Greatest spectacle in racing.
And that's the I do love the start of that Indy 500.
Oh, I love it.
I went to that one time. I should be on everybody's bucket list to see the Indy 500 at least once and stand there. And then when they come around to start, it's the dangest thing. There's a rocket by Nick Twaits. One-out single by Twaitsy, and that's going to get a runner on here for the Indians in the bottom of the fifth inning. We went to that a long time ago. D.C. got us tickets through Hall Brothers somehow, mm-hmm. Case or whatever. And so there was six of us. We went to the Indy 500, got there bright and early, you know, and beautiful day. And they get these cars out there, and we're watching them go around, you know. And we're thinking, man, it's take forever for them to get around because quick throw over to first. You know, it's 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
So... they finally get them all lined up, and they drop that flag. And, I mean, it was like, ming. I mean, I don't even know how to explain it. And it just raised the hair on you. And before we could look at each other and say, oh, my God, they were coming again. And it was just zing, 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 zing.
It was awesome.
Unbelievable.
The greatest spectacle in racing, Indy 500, Jim Nabors, back home again.
Yes, sir. There's a ground ball. Could be a double play. Over to second. Shortstop over to first, and that's going to be a tailor-made 4-6-3 double play for the Triad boys, the Indiana. So Reese Bobby grounds out. 3 up, 3 down for the Indians. And after 5 in the books, the Indians still clinging to that 4-1 lead.
The 7th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on June 8th, 9th, and 10th at Fort Site Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 ladies and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team's spot before Sunday, June 3rd, by contacting Cole Wendell at 419-852-7141 or Ryan Evers at 419-733-6448, or you can email them at evers_ryan@yahoo.com. The entry fee is $100 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2018 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head on down to Fort Site Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2018 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Be sure to sign your team up before June 3rd. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Good luck, Indians.
So I just got this text from Kathy Etzler. Heading back from Troy, you guys are still sounding great. Sorry I missed the treats last Thursday. But then listen to this. I have many Buckeyes in the freezer. I will see that you get some.
Oh,
gosh, I love that lady. Oh, Chuck. Chuck Etzler's the luckiest human being.
I hope Chuck didn't hear that because he's probably in the freezer right now. He's at home. Ripping the freezer door off.
Can't say I blame him if he was. I
mean, yeah, those were good. Those were good. All right, Benning going to take them out here in the top of the sixth inning for the Indians. And leadoff man here, Trevor Einstein, number three batter, followed by Jacob Grevy and Batea Lease.
I got a feeling, Calby, that this is about their last shot at us here.
Yeah, I don't know.
The order.
Yeah, they're going 3-4-5 here. And I'd say Benny might finish this off in the seventh unless we come up, and maybe we'll score six and get the heck out of here. Well, I guess score seven, don't we, boys? I mean, exactly. I mean, we're hitting the ball hard right at him. That one's off Cootie's face mask and back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes to Trevor Einstein, followed by Jacob Grevy and Batea Lease.
That looks like Kester's umpire.
Steve Kester's boy.
Is it?
I don't think so. I don't think
he's it looks umpire. Like him.
I know, but I don't think he's an umpire.
It looks just like him.
That's kind of your job, too.
Find out the umpires.
You normally know them all.
Well, I think that's Kester's. Play golf with him. I think it is.
You would think if you played golf. There's a hard hit ground ball right past rally post, right down the line, and that's going to be a base hit for Trevor Einstein. Leadoff man on, and that's going to bring Jacob Grevy to the plate, followed by Batea Lease.
I think our outfield grass is pretty thick. Because the ball's getting out there and it's stop.
Yeah, but our outfield is rough too.
Is it?
Yeah. That one needs some work. I mean, you can just see the patches in the
grass. Yeah, I know you can. So. Behind home plate or behind a pitcher's mound.
Well, was it Thursday night, Bob, that you were here and the ground ball hit right in front of the plate and bounced over right? Yeah. That's hard right there. First pitch strike to Grevy. Here comes the number two pitch, and that's drove out towards center field right at Willie. Hard hit ball, and Willie didn't even move. Just come right out to him, and that's going to be out number one. Einstein stays at first base, and that's going to bring Batea Lease to the plate.
Sunday morning, we had load hens, and I took some trucks over. We're loading over by Salina. So I had to get wife something for Mother's Day, so I'm going to go get her something at Menards and McDonald's, and I parked at the baseball diamond, eat my McFood.
They got that diamond looking nice.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's press box, and the whole thing is just.
Yeah. Nice. They got the lights up yet?
Yeah, lights are
back up.
Yeah. That thing is. Now, why don't you play the districts there?
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. I'd love that.
Yeah.
No balls in the strike here, one away.
Well, we're supposed to have Jerry Snodgrass, the commissioner, on tomorrow night or Wednesday night if we have a show. And
there's a bunt right back at Benny. Benny scoops.
Get the out, Benny.
Throws over to first base and takes the out. Nice job, Benny. Two outs now, and that's going to bring Isaiah Bruce to the plate. They do move the runner, Einstein, over to second base with the sacrifice bunt by Lease.
Well, I can't believe he'd be bunting there. I think he's bunting for a hit. What do you think?
I don't know why. Bunting right back at Benny.
Look at the umpire. Look at the coach. Look at him as he's coming around in. I don't think he was.
Speaking of bunts, how great was Reese Rogers' bunt Friday night, Brian?
He had two of them like that, didn't he?
I said
they're
something
like slap.
I said something to Coach Kalp about that on Saturday, and I said, "Wow, that was a great bunt." He said he's the best bunter I got. He said he's great. He said he's also a good hitter.
Ooh, that one got the ump in the hand.
Did it?
Yep. It's a rough night for him, man.
Mr. Kester's getting there.
I think it's Lenny Kester's.
Same one plays guitar?
No, that's not Lenny. He ain't playing a guitar now. He broke his finger.
Play one stringer. Two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. They got a runner at second base. Indians lead 4-1. Been a long time. A lot of goose eggs up there on the board, folks. Hey, we got our scoreboard fixed, too. We got the zero up there. That one's popped back to the screen. A few people down here. Must have figuring out we got a game on Monday night. Perfect night to sit here.
It is a perfect night.
Here comes the 0-2, swinging though. Gets a piece of it. Gets away from Cody. So far, our pitchers have done a good job. They've only got two hits, Bob. I only got one this inning, so three. That one's outside for a ball. Good pitch by Betty. Up on him, 0-2. See if he takes one outside. Good eye by the batter. Dylan Warner on deck for Triad. Indians looking to pick up their win number 20. That one's outside. Two balls, two strikes.
Oh, scoreboard. What you got?
Deuces.
Deuces. It's a popular item tonight.
Yeah, there has been a lot of them. That one's hit out towards Shaney out in left or right field. Shaney goes back about five steps, makes a nice grab on him, and that's going to be out number three here in the sixth inning. We got 5.5 in the books, folks. Indians going to come up here for one more bat at the bottom of the sixth. We got to get three outs and try to pick up win number 20. Indians lead 4-1.
I was just thinking.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. The CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older to receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. You can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you've had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. So let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery for Sales or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
The Fort Recovery Jubilee is coming up soon, and the Jubilee Committee could use some help. If you would like to be a part of this fantastic event, let them know. Among the people they're looking for are people to help with the ever-popular duck races, the lunch stand, and they're also looking for a Jubilee secretary and a treasurer. We all know it takes a lot of people to put on an event like this, and if everybody helps a little, it makes a lot of difference. So if you want to give back a little to the community, contact the Jubilee Committee on their Facebook page, Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, and let them know that you can help. Get involved and have a lot of fun, too.
All right, here we go. Benny Homan, Joe Homan, Ian Homan. The Homan boys are going to come out and be the first three batters for the Indians here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Looking to play a little add-on in a 4-1 ball game by me. And
trying to get win 20, Calpy.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Number 9,
Homan. Benny the Jet's going to step in there, gets the same pitcher. I think everything's still the same here for the Trout.
Give me our record book. Greg McClurg said this could be 20 wins. How many times have we had 20 wins? Well, Mr. McClurg, because I have the record book in front of me, I'm going to give you...
Popped up out of play.
Our record car.
That's incredible.
Because Greg McClurg is... He wants to know.
He's a number one fan.
And folks, we're going to give it to him. All right. So, P-Dog, my good friend. Let's look her up.
Well, we had to have 20 wins 3 years ago, and I don't know if we had 20 wins 2 years ago when we went, did we? Swing and a miss, gets away from the pitcher, and Benny's going to head down to first. Nice play by the catcher, comes out and throws him out for a strikeout. So Benny strikes out swinging, two strikeouts tonight for Benny. And out number one, and that's going to bring Joe Homan with Ian on deck. Joe got drilled in the back last time up.
Team records. All right.
Nice pitch right there for strike number one. Coach Kalp down in first. Coach Feely over, or Coach Kalp down in third, and Coach Feely over at first. That one's in the dirt. One ball, one strike.
We played 32 games in 2016. Played 31 in 2015.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We had to win 20 games in them two
seasons. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they don't have nothing on our wins. I think that's something.
Well, we didn't win 20 in 1985, I can tell you
didn't
that.
Didn't get her done?
No, sir.
No.
12 and 8.
Well, ain't bad year.
Wasn't terrible.
The senior class will go down as one of the most, the best graduating classes. Now, listen to this. They begin this year with a record of 60-27. So that means
60-20, 80-31.
So that
won
the ninth.
Wow,
that's pretty good.
That is pretty impressive. Joe Holman goes down looking, and that's two up, two down, two strikeouts here for the Triad here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and that's going to bring Ian Holman to the plate. Ian hit a rocket out to the right fielder the last time up, and he was out, but he had a base hit in the second inning, come around to score. Hit the ball hard twice. That one's down in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Ian. Two outs here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Indians clinging to that three-run lead. And that one's high. Keys. 3-0.
Steve Diller. Most home runs and has 13 career home runs. That's a lot of Johnsons.
Yes, sir. That's ball four. Four straight balls to Ian. So Ian trots down to first base. Something tells me we're going to have a pinch runner. Who are we going to get out this time? We need some wheels. Somebody get out there.
Ooh, Tom Hall had five home runs one season.
I hear him saying Cassius. Wow.
You had to play with Tom, right?
Yep. Nope. Buzzy batted in front of me. I had most RBIs out that year, but he was always on. I mean, Buzzy always got on.
So what position do you play?
I played second.
Is your name in the record books anywhere?
It was for triples for a long time, and I don't think it's in there anymore.
That's funny.
Speed demon. Right?
That's a funny one. Triples.
I think I had four home runs when I was a senior. I don't know. We lost them stats somehow. I don't know.
Did you lose them?
Ooh. Who came out? Who's running?
Ethan Chan.
Ethan's running?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cody Schillenberry steps in there, runner at first base. Riley Post on deck. That's going to be taken outside for a ball. But what Buzzy did with Tom Hall, he never struck out.
Is that right?
Yeah, he walked all the time. And we had, it seemed like he was always on for me. So I hit him in a lot. And, but I struck out more. I was a swinger. He just kept fouling him off and until he walked or he got a hit. He broke his dad's. His dad had the school record batting average for a year. And Buzzy batted like, I think his dad was like 410 or something, which was the school record for, I don't know, when was Buzzy in school?
60s,
50s?
Oh, yeah.
He is convinced he's going to pick Shaney off at first base.
Four straight throws over.
And Tom got it. We both beat his dad as a senior, but Tom beat me. Cody with a foul tipper. Came down to the last game, too. It was nip and tuck the whole time. But that was pretty cool for Tom to beat his dad, you know, beat that record. And then after that, it was, I don't know what the heck. There was guys that was batting. There was a Jenkins kid that batted over 500 or something. That's a curveball. It doesn't get me in. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Indians got a runner on first base. And
Buzzy Hall's highest batting average is 429.
429?
Yep.
Is that what it was?
Yep. Jerry McConaughey batted 553 in 1953. That's a lot. Jeff Jenkins batted 451.
And then there was a Heitkamp in there that batted high.
53, that's probably a ball in my grandpa's plane, wasn't it? South State.
Yep, I'll bet so. Whitey Bruins?
Yep.
There was a Busher that batted 533.
There goes the runner. Ethan's taking off on that third pitch, and that gets out to center field. Center fielder backs it up. So now Cody's got a chance here. Three balls, two strikes. to drive in another run. We might as well. What the heck?
Bob Heikamp batted 547.
I thought there was a Heikamp, Bob Heikamp. That was tough.
1999.
That was a good pitcher,
he's a teacher.
Too.
Yeah, great. Bob was good. He played baseball Bluffton, I think.
He was a good pitcher, too. Here comes the 3-2. And there's a ground ball. Hard ground ball to the second baseman. Second baseman comes over, makes stand a nice play, and flips it over to first baseman for the third out in the inning. Indians get a runner on, nothing to show for it. And we go to the top of the seventh, leading 4-1.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274. Run is coming up on Saturday, May 19th at Ambassador Park. You can register yourself or your team for this challenging event by going to themadrun.com and clicking on the register tab. And as always, they need volunteers in several areas to help with this fun event, both setting up ahead of time and on the day of the Mad Run. If you'd like to be a volunteer, just click on the volunteer tab on their website, themadrun.com. And if you're also going to be a participant, you can pick out a time to volunteer that won't conflict with your wave time. The Mad Run coming up on Saturday, May 19th. Participate, volunteer, or both by going to themadrun.com. Or just stop by Ambassador Park that day and cheer on your favorite team and visit with your friends.
All right, here we go. We need 3 outs here to wrap up win number 20 against the Triad Cardinals. Indians looking to wrap things up here, get win number 20, and move on to Thursday's regional, or Thursday's district, folks. We're going to play Ottawa Glendorf, and they're a solid ball club, and it's going to be an early game, so I'm going to have to take off work early, dang it. And we're going to have to sneak down to Elida for a game after Coldwater. It may come on at 4, may come on at 4:30, but we'll certainly keep you posted on the game time here on Fort Recovery Radio. The girls play Wednesday night. We will have that on the air. Somebody will. They play at 5 o'clock against Parkway at Wapakoneta. And then if they can pull that victory off against the Panthers, they will play Friday either against Minster or New Bremen at Wapakoneta. So let's go, girls.
Hey, if you tuned in to listen to the Vores Racing Report, we'll be on at the conclusion of this game. So hopefully in 3 outs, we'll
wrap
turn it over.
Quick, yeah.
We'll Vores Racing Report coming up right afterwards and with host Dan
Michael Redman. Waltrip going to be on tonight?
I don't know. Corey Hensley and Dan Redman hosts. And they talk about the Vores Comeback Racing Tour Series. And also talk NASCAR and all your racing in Eldora. I'm sure they'll talk about Donnie Schatz kicking butt again.
Swing and a miss right there. Benny back in action here on the top of the seventh inning, and he gets the first leadoff guy, Dylan Warner. Strikeout swinging. And the Indians are down to 2 outs, picking up to win number 20. Strikeout number 6 for the Tri pitchers this evening. 7-8-9, Warner, McCoy, and Tossie. First three batters. That one's popped up. It's going to be just out of play and out of reach of Riley Post. Strike one.
Win number 20 within our sights, Mr. Kalp. It's been a hell of a year. What do you think?
I wonder. Yeah, no, B-Dog's got a good question there. We'll get the scoop on that, how many times we've won 20 games.
Well, I mean, the year we went state, we 17-0, so.
Yeah. That one's popped up by the other direction. So one down the left field line, one down the right field line. And that one right off the top of somebody's car.
Which one? You over there?
The second one.
Yes.
Ooh, that's Fowler's car, Garrett Fowler.
Sorry, Garrett. That one's inside for
he's
a ball.
He's still in his cast. I
one ball, two strikes. I know. That's the first game of the year, Bob.
Gary Shane. Hi, Gary Shane.
Going to her usual spot. Strike out? Yes, sir. Strike out. Nice job. Two up, two down, two strikeouts. Strike out number seven. Strike out number two for Benny in this inning. And that's going to bring the number nine hitter, Tommy Tossey, to the plate. Tommy, you're down to your last out there, boop. Boop. Here we go. That one's outside. That was called a strike earlier in the game, but it's a ball this inning.
Brent Kester's.
That's the guitar guy.
No, it ain't. That's Brent Kester's umpiring, I think.
Well, he's the guitar guy.
Brent don't play the guitar.
That's the one that goes to the Elks.
Kyle.
Oh, could be Kyle. There's a strike right there. Two balls and a strike. I think Brent taught Kyle how to play the guitar.
It was.
Maybe so. Two balls and a strike, two outs. That one's going to be a little flipper out to Joe. Joe comes up with a gutter hustle at the first, gets him by a step, and that's going to be out number three. And that's going to do it. Indians win 4-1. We'll be back right after this. Little post-game recap, and we'll be out of here, folks.
The Village of Fort Recovery is having its annual spring cleanup day for our village residents on Saturday, May 19th. They start picking up very early, so please have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. You'll need to have your small items bundled or boxed, and you can't have items longer than 6 feet long. They cannot pick up tree limbs or yard waste, wet paint cans, tires, railroad ties, bricks, rocks, or concrete items of any kind. Appliances and other metal items will be picked up. Spring cleanup day for village residents will be on Saturday, May 19th, and you'll need to have your items at the curb by 5 a.m.
All right, man, we're back here. Indians pick up win number 20, move to 20-4. Triad falls to 15-11. You know what? I didn't think there was many clubs out there that's played more games than us. By golly, Triad did.
Absolutely.
Go over a couple quick stats here. Indians pitchers was fabulous tonight between Reese, Bob, and Benny. Reese only allowed one hit. Benny allowed two over four innings. They didn't give up one unearned run. Triad had three hits. They stranded three, and we struck out seven for the night against the Triad boys. And for the Indians, we pick up four runs. We only had four hits too, folks. I mean, we got to hit the ball better now, but we grabbed four runs, and we stranded four, and we struck out six times. I think we had one error, maybe two, and they had in the book one, two, three. I got them for three errors, and I think I've got us for two. So pretty clean ball game. Pitching, again, for the Indians was solid tonight, Bobby. And I think Coach Kopp will be happy with tonight's effort. I don't know why we wouldn't be. We picked up a win. Triads out there going through a couple post-game sprints out there. Wednesday night, folks, we're going to be at Walpock at 5 p.m. for the district semifinal and for girls softball against the Parkway Panthers. And then on Thursday, Bobby and I will be in Ottawa, or we'll be at Elina against Ottawa Glandorf for a roughly 4 p.m. start. That's when it's scheduled to be, and it follows the Coldwater game. So stay tuned with us, and we'll keep you posted on when that game time is going to be. Follow Bubba on Twitter. I'm sure he'll have it on Twitter also. Bobby, any input on this? I'm going to sign off, and you can take care of it from here. I got to roll.
No, I think it was just exactly what Jerry wanted, Cal, but we need to get the game in, get these two guys, Reese Rogers and Benny, home in innings, like you said, and just what the doctor ordered. And
yeah, perfect.
20 wins, and let's go get them Thursday. I'm fired up for that one.
Absolutely. It's going to be an exciting district tournament. We've got some really good teams
Bronny,
there.
Bronny, behave.
Hey, always.
Bronny, good luck to you this week. If we don't see you on Thursday, we'll probably never see him again.
No, I hope to be alive.
I hope so.
Sleep deprived.
All right. For Dave Scott, Bob Stugler, and Ryan Brown up here in the booth, we'll send it back to the station for Vores Racing Report. They'll be on in a second. See you Wednesday.